We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, these fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
All right, hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Oh, hi Mo.
Hi Addy.
It's tonight.
Slutty night.
Tonight it's more ostentatious than the Oscars. More grandiose than the Grammys.
Uh-huh.
It's the personification of the human spirit. It's the We Talk Wrestling Slammy Awards.
That's right. That's right. This is the WWE Slammies are going on live as we're recording this. Oh, we're watching some of it.
No. No.
No?
No. The shitties are going on right now.
Well, that's it. We were watching it, and we're like, we're like, do they want us to give a fuck tonight? And they clearly don't.
No,
so
tonight
we got the far more entertaining thing to do. Now we have to decide if we're going to sue them for stealing our name of our award show.
I know, the Slammies. Slammy. This is actually the 104th annual We Talk Wrestling Slammy.
That's right.
Yes.
Started
by my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa, Addy.
Yeah. Great-great-grandpa Addy.
Yes. Great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa Addy.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Big Carl Gotch fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huge asshole.
Well, he was an Addy.
Yeah. Well, so what do we want to get into first?
Well, I mean, there is a little bit of news to talk. There's was a world title change in the WWE.
Yes.
World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes. Roman effing Reigns.
There was NXT. There was Final Battle. There was, Slammies that are happening tonight.
Mm-hmm. There's Michael Bennett throwing his career down the toilet.
Well,
Michael Bennett throwing his career down the toilet. I know. Let's go to TNA. Really need to just kickstart my career.
Oh, well.
Because too few people were seeing me on Ring of Honor. Let's see if we can beat that record.
All right. What do you, or do you want to start with a slammy, and then we'll
get
into a topic?
Let's start with a slammy. What do you want to start with?
You have the topics. You know, I'll come up with a winner. Okay. As you mentioned them, I don't know many of these, but I'll come off with it off the top of my head.
Hmm.
Let's what go, does everybody want?
Oh, let's go with merch of the year.
Merch of the year?
Merch of the year.
Oh.
Now, I will say disqualified for Merch of the Year is the dildo that gay guy put on his head on Raw last Monday.
So what's your pick for Merch of the Year?
Yeah, I saw that at Ricky's. Merch.
That was rectal bleeding I saw at Ricky's.
Hashtag Ricky's rectal bleeding. RRB.
If you see RRB on the menu, don't order it.
Yeah, and definitely don't go to RRB's. Speaking of rectal bleeding.
Okay, so what's your merch of the year?
Merch of the year. There's so much.
Is this merch that you bought? Is this just... Because I'd have to say, for me, I mean, I ordered something. I'm going to tell you the truth here, right? I ordered for Black... they had Black Friday. They had Christmas... They had Black Friday sales.
That's for Kwanzaa.
Yeah. And so, I ordered stuff, including something for you for Christmas. But it should have been here by now. It's supposed to be 3 weeks shipping, and it didn't show up yet.
Damn it.
And I'm guessing it won't be here till like, early January now.
That's true.
And that might have been
really
the merch of the year.
It really will be for Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it really will be. So that might have been the merch of the year for you.
Okay.
But actually, the merch of the year would have come with it and me, but I don't want to spoil it by saying. So I'll give you my runner-up.
Okay.
Because it's that Mecha Powers Explode shirt that I got at WrestleMania.
Oh, yes.
The Mecha. Mecha, like, is the mechs.
The Mecha,
not like the Mega. The Mecha, like robot, like, stuff, like, robot
the Mecha,
savage.
The Mecha Powers.
That's a wicked shirt.
That is a great shirt.
That's my pick.
That's your pick.
For merch of the year.
Merch of the year. I think I'm going to have to go with my Connor's Cure... No. Merch of the year. I think I am going to go with my...
I didn't really get you anything.
I know. I like my Kevin Owens shirt.
All right. Kevin Owens.
KO shirt.
KO. The KO is a classic shirt.
Yes. And my WrestleMania 31 hat.
Mm, yeah.
It's also good because that's how we can...
The football jersey, though.
Hanging
that's
here.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That shadow boxing. Stuff.
I also have two blue blazer masks that are looking
I'd have to say those are the winner.
I think those are the winner for the year.
I think so.
Merch of the year. The
blue blazer masks.
Merch of the year is probably my Owen Hart Blu-ray.
Well, speaking of which, now I got my Blu-ray showed up.
Yeah.
I had a chance to watch it, too. And I think the documentary they did, I think what they did was they, like you say, it's not too long.
Yeah.
But they just did a tremendous job of, like, capturing who he is in that short period of time. They captured his personality, who he is, his little quirks, his spirit, and why it is that the WWE members that knew him still loved him.
Yes.
Why it is people that don't know him still look up to him, and why it is the fans haven't forgotten him. They captured all that. So I thought they did a great job. As far as the extras in the Blu-ray and some of the match choices, I think that the blog that I did with the with his matches, that, you know, the Born to Wrestle one,
yeah,
with where I put up a bunch of like best YouTube matches and things like World of Sport and New Japan and stuff like that. I think that's actually a better collection of wrestling matches. I know a lot of his best matches are already out there in different places, but I think they could have done a better job with the actual wrestling portion.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just like, and the extras, oh man, the Duggan story,
yeah,
oh, so funny, and just things like that, or just Hunter talking about being in a battle royal with him and him schoolboying him and all this stuff.
To him.
Yeah.
To him. You believe that?
It's just so amazing. He's just like, you're so angry, but you know it's funny because he's just doing it to... And they even had a little clip in the documentary of him and Mankind wrestling each other and hitting each other with the popcorn.
Yeah.
And Austin trying not to laugh. It was just great. So, yeah, I loved it. I loved it.
Yes, that was great. You know, Kelly wanted to get some... she wanted to get a video from WWE.
Mm-hmm.
So she Blu-ray.
Blu-ray?
Hmm? Probably.
Rey Mysterio?
No.
No, probably.
Too tiny.
Rey Gonzalez?
Could be.
Rudy Boy?
Rudy Boy. I'm a Rudy Boy.
Are we going to do another category?
Let's do another Slammy.
All right.
This one is for the slimmest host of the year.
Fuck.
Let's see here. And the winner is...
Is that... That's your envelope? That blank piece of paper you just held up and pretended was an envelope?
Addie!
was woo. Was Steven was Steven Ajami, was he a guest on the show this year? I think he might have been, wasn't he? Maybe. So I think he's skinnier than you.
Addy.
Woo!
Fuck off! I'm a winner. I'd like to thank myself.
So skinny when you take a drink with a straw, you have to be careful not to fall in. It's sick.
Let's see here. Well, let's see if we can see another category. Cause I don't understand. So what about the, what'd you say was the moment of the year? The best moment of 2015?
Moment was absolutely Rollins cashing in. Being there live,
in
this incredible pop, and just they had an excellent match, and then that made it a moment because it is something that had never been done before.
Yeah,
the cash in at WrestleMania, and I don't think there's any, I don't think anything tops that.
I have co-winners.
Oh, okay.
It's like the 1994 Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I have co-winners,
and also the 2000 Royal Rumble.
I will start with DX versus the NWO.
That was cool, too. That was
so
super
that
cool,
was,
yeah.
That was great. That was a great moment.
Yes.
But really, I think what tops it all off is Nikolai Volkoff serenading us with the Soviet national anthem.
That was great. As Paul Orndorff laughs his ass off beside us.
Yeah.
That was tremendous, yes.
Yes, and then Paul Orndorff asked me if I was going to finish my chicken wings here.
Yes. Actually, I just liked the part before that where I sang to Mr. Wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
He did enjoy that.
He loved that, too.
He enjoyed that.
And it was great.
Oh,
we have that video of that, of him singing to us. And we never did post that or do anything with that. That was recorded, wasn't it, by the producer?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about when you met Ric Flair? Was that a moment of the year? Mm-hmm.
No, that's later. That's later.
So what did you think of the Reigns win?
You know what? It was good. It was good. The moment was great. They had the people. They had a good run with Roman Reigns beating the fucking Hunter. And then crowd was with them, the thank you Roman. And then, you know,
after they went off air, it was actually you deserve a chance.
Yeah, in the same building that The Rock couldn't save.
Yeah.
You know,
of course, that's a lot of people travel for that. But.
Sure. But, I mean, Philadelphia also a very, generally speaking, bloodthirsty, hostile crowd.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I think WWF, Vince McMahon, you know, he won night. He won for that.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No,
you're gonna like it, damn it!
No, he didn't.
And they did
for that night.
Sure,
he did. No, you're right for that night.
Yeah,
but you know what that's like? That's like if you're fighting a 15 round fight, championship
mm-hmm.
fight,
yeah.
and you win round 6.
Yeah,
but you lose the other 14 rounds.
Mm-hmm. But you got some points.
It wasn't a 10-8 round. That may have been.
You know,
it was a good moment that...
I think Raw overall, cool. I mean, I looked at Raw overall, like, it had kind of elements of what Raw used to be. I mean, it's still 3 hours and too damn long. But it had the old kind of Attitude Era element. You had your plunder match with the Team ECW thing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You had your old shoot promos there when Roman was talking to Vince. We called him 70 and out of touch.
That's right.
That was one of my favorite moments because, like, that was a shoot. Because he's like, you're old and you're out of touch. And Vince is trying, you son of a bitch. And I I laugh my ass off. Because and the producer is looking at me like, what I'm laughing at? I mean, she thought it was kind of cute. But I said, why are you laughing so hard? I'm like, because that's the exact conversation Vincent McMahon and I would have. Like, I pictured it going exactly like that.
It's true.
Me calling Vince old and out of touch, him pointing his massive finger at me and calling me a son of a bitch. That's exactly how
I picture it. This was scripted, but it's the same thing.
No, that was a shoot, I think.
No, I don't think so. But it is true.
It is true. It is true.
It is absolutely true.
I mean, the crowd was going, and the crowd wanted to see Roman, you know, holy shit, there's... I mean, title. When was the last time the title changed hands on Raw?
Well, that's it. They weren't cheering Roman. They were cheering the title change.
Sure. Well...
Like, no, seriously. They had nothing to do with... They wanted to see history. They know the guy's chase had been going on for a long time. It's super rare to see these things on Raw.
Yes.
Those are the things that they were cheering for, not the guy. The guy is still, at the end of the day, he's going to be... He's a guy who was very a good athlete, who, when they put together a strong match, when he has a good agent putting together a strong match, you can have a good match, or when he's carried by a strong worker, you can have a good match, and who can't talk his way out of a court date. Like he's still a horrible promo. He's still got all the flaws he still has. And the crowd is going to, at some point in time, turn around in a couple weeks here, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They're going to turn around. They're going to go, wait a second. You're doing it despite everything we said. And they're going to start turning on him. And it's going to go real bad. They're going to turn on him worse than they did before. Worse than they did Cena. I mean, I think they're going to... I think it's going to go horrible.
I think part of it is going to be that... I think part of it is going to be, like, Roman, like...
Everything they did was, it was smoke and mirrors. And they can't do
Cody
that.
Cody Rhodes?
They can't...
Well, it's only smoke and mirrors.
No, but they can't keep that up for too damn long. Like you know what I mean? It's like a match. You could have one
smoke and mirrors. Oh, yes, they can.
You can have one smoke and mirrors
match.
I
think you underestimate the fuckerness of these people.
No, but they can't.
Raw has been 3 hours for almost 4 years.
Yeah.
They can keep this shit up all night.
No, but not the smoke and mirrors to hide Roman Reigns' weaknesses. They can't. They couldn't do it with Cena, and they won't be able to do it with him.
They've seen it for 10 years. They don't give a fuck. The World Wrestling Federation Championship is going to be defended against Triple H at WrestleMania in 2016. That's the fuckeredness of these people.
Yep.
So,
what's your point? You think that's going to mean on that night that they're not going to be cheering Triple H over Roman Reigns? Because they will be.
I think less. I don't think
Hunter... they will be.
Hunter doesn't have that...
They will be.
Hunter
yeah,
doesn't
do.
Have that he's our guy thing.
And they cheered him over Cena.
15 or 10 years ago.
They'll cheer him over Reigns. They will.
I think they probably...
That WrestleMania crowd will.
Maybe.
Like I say, he's gonna gain...
The problem with...
Just,
the
it's
thing
not
that,
gonna work.
The thing that the fuckertude of what they were doing with Roman before. The thing to me with Roman before is that it's not so much Roman. It is a lot with the, yeah, they're going to do Roman and this is Roman.
Look,
he's Roman.
He should be an upper mid-card champ. He should be about the level of Randy Orton. That's what we said before.
Yeah.
But Randy Orton shouldn't even have been at the level of Randy Orton. That was a lack of depth that he got where he is so many times. Like, Randy Orton and Sheamus, really, there's not that much between them.
No.
He's kind of close. He's somewhere in between Randy Orton and Sheamus, though.
Yeah.
You know? Like, he's not Steve Austin or The Rock or John Cena.
No.
So,
he's not Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels.
And as long as he can't be that, and that's what they want him to be, yes, it's not going to work.
No.
Until they accept him for who he is and let him be who he is.
Until you just accept me for who I am.
At which point, he'll have a terrific career as that. This is not going to work. They can only... This crowd is going to turn up. Like, I'm thinking it's going to be real bad.
I don't know. I look at... A lot of Romans turned on this. And it happened to Batista, too. It wasn't as much of them as that they wanted somebody else.
They still want somebody else.
But there is nobody else.
That's because it hurt.
I mean, there's Ambrose, I guess.
Yeah,
that's it.
They would rather have Ambrose.
Well, of course they would.
They would rather at the pay per view. They.
I think they'd rather have Ambrose. I think they'd rather have.
They proved
Kevin,
that in Survivor Series.
There's Ambrose and Kevin Owens, and but I mean, like I said, there just isn't anybody else. So because everybody's fucking hurt. But at least least before, there was somebody with Batista. You know, we want Daniel Bryan. They've been big the last couple of years. They want Daniel Bryan, right?
Even 3 months ago, they wanted anybody. They wanted Cesaro over again.
Yes, and that's
what they will.
Cesaro as well would be for this year's Royal Rumble, but he's hurt.
Yeah, but they will. There will be somebody. They will if they bring up a Sami Zayn or a Finn Balor. They'll want that guy over him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, there is no, and I'm not sure they're going to, as long as they continue to sell out and make all this money suddenly under NXT.
Yeah, that would hurt the NXT brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a hot ticket.
Yeah, hottest ticket in wrestling.
Pretty much, yeah.
But
and Light Takeover was excellent.
Yes.
In London.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. We'll probably talk a little more about that after we do another Slammy or two, right?
Well, yeah. Let's.
You think that they, because they don't have another guy, I think it's because they don't care. They don't want to be told what they want anymore.
No,
because you have lifted up the veil and said we're bookers and we're scripting this. You cannot manipulate people the same degree, and so I don't think they're gonna. Yeah, I'll buy this. All right.
All right. By the way, for the difference between our Slammies and those other shitties, is that our winners are going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
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 Not like on Raw.
No.
The winner is John Cena. Sorry, he's not here. The winner is Sting. Sorry, he's not here.
The winner is R-Truth. He's... Well, he is here.
Oh, shit. Sorry, he's here.
Yeah. But that's it. The shitties do have the don't have the winners.
Yes.
But you're here. And who was the first award again? Who won that? I can't remember.
Merch.
Kevin Owens.
Owens shirt was here.
Yeah.
You're Kevin, my Kevin Owens shirt.
And I'm wearing my neck shirt.
Yeah, so that's really the winners.
Well, I'm not. But hey, that's so really
it's
the
winners, right?
Yeah. That's, not an individual.
So
what about the what about this? I like this award right here. Let's do this one right here.
Okay.
The Down Wear Award.
All right, let's just see here. And the winner of the Downwear Award. The winner is down there.
Down there.
Down there.
Down there. Is down there
down
here?
There. Down there couldn't be here tonight to accept the award.
No, where is he?
Down there.
Down there is down there?
Down where?
Down there.
Yes. All right. See? WWE, our guests are here. They're just down there.
Down where?
Down there. Let's talk about the Turnaround of the Year Award.
Turnaround of the Year.
The Turnaround of the Year. Because every now and then, I get a little bit lonely. And the best of all my years to
turn
go by.
Around every now and then I get a little lonesome.
Then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
But I need you tonight. And I need you more than ever.
And if you're only making it right.
We'll be holding on together. We can make it to the end of the night.
I don't remember.
Something that I
turn around right now.
Bright eyes.
The Turnaround of the Year Award. Who do you think is the Turnaround of the Year Award?
So what? I don't understand the category.
Well, just something that, like, a year from now, fucking blue chunks. And now is good.
Oh, the tag team division.
Tag team division.
The tag team division right now.
Hot and heavy?
Well, because you got a team that people actually give a fuck about.
Right.
And you got a bunch of other teams that are really talented. You got the Dudleys coming back still. Helps the division.
Yep.
You got your Usos, who are back and a little bit fresh because of the injury and they've been away for a little while. And I think they're going to make Kalisto a single star, no doubt. But, I mean, the Lucha Dragons have a bit of momentum.
You could just put another random Mexican with Sin Cara. Didn't they just hire a guy that had a mask on?
Yeah, they're not going to use him for that. But they might. They might. Or they just just put Loki in there.
Who?
Under a mask. Cabal.
Oh, he's retired.
Oh, again?
Probably.
Anyways, but yeah, I mean, it's the tag team division. That's turned around somewhat, you know, because it's...
Yeah.
Because it was, actually, I think a year ago it was good, and then it, like, sucked, like, February, and it got to the shits, and then.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you talk about tag teams, I was just going to say the New Day.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the New Day was horrible.
Yeah, you're right. When they first debuted a year ago.
Positivity and all this horse shit. And it was like, because they had the vignettes, and it was like, looking forward. It's like, okay, good. Talk about Speed Force and the new Nation of Domination and everything. And then they debuted, and it was shit. And then they finally got shit.
And we kept on saying that we've seen these guys do all these segments on YouTube and stuff like that. And this is not what they're like, and those are great. Why can't they just let them do that, and that's what they do now?
Yeah.
And they're great.
Then you can go turn around the other way.
Yeah.
And it's Damian Sandow.
Oh, fuck. Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
I could see him bringing back the gimmick Who.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Ah. Wow.
And the still shitty award then goes to The Miz.
Yeah, well, that's the cock-sucking motherfuck slimy of the year.
Ah.
Yes.
Okay. So what did you think of the TakeOver?
The TakeOver was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was... it opened great with Ascunt against Emma.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great match.
It was very
good. Like that... it's like the finish, because like the crowd was hot.
Yes.
All night.
The false finishes at the end were great.
I should back up, actually.
Yeah.
We'll start at the beginning. Hunter's fine.
No, oh, fuck.
But nobody's seen him since TLC.
Nobody's seen him, except for when he's working out.
Yes, except for when he's posting on his Instagram.
Fuck. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Take that, Lana.
Yeah. Cunt. But I think they had a great Ass Cunt and Emma. They had a great match with... they had the false finish that the ref didn't see.
The false finish was terrific, yeah.
You know, you thought that... And the crowd was buying in, like, oh, fuck, she's going to get disqualified a few times. And, you know, and then to win was awesome.
Oh, they actually... I mean, they really liked her. So.
Yeah.
It was great, yeah.
And then you had my probably my entrance into the Royal Rumble, Baron Corbin beating Apollo Crews.
Yeah. And to me, I thought that was better than I thought Baron Corbin as a heel did a good job here. Go back to ROH is one of the best things he's ever done.
Where
Apollo Crews has never been.
Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, that's funny.
Yeah, but no, I thought that was decent.
Tag team action not so hot and heavy in NXT right now. They have a lot of teams, but they just don't... I don't know.
You know, I look at Dawson and Wilder, and they are...
I look at Dawson and Wilder, and I don't know who is who.
Well, that's part of the thing is... You know, I understand their gimmick is... We're not here to... We're just the greatest team on the planet.
Yeah.
We're not here to try and be flashy or impress you or... But I'm like, but fucking put your names on your tights. And you know what? If ever there was, you know.
Well, nobody who has their name on the back of their tights gets over.
But you know what? When the Brainbusters came in.
Yes.
The Brainbusters got over. But the Brainbusters got over bigger because they were with Bobby Heenan.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what these guys need. These guys, if these guys had that mouthpiece, and then they... Then I think they'd be fine.
I said months ago.
I'm pretty sure it is Dawson is the bald one, and I think he's a pretty good talker, but he's a good talker without personality. Like you know what I mean? Arn Anderson was kind of the same way. He didn't have a ton of personality, but he was a good talker. He would listen to what he said.
Stories, right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But yeah, you need something.
But Arn also had that. Yeah, that he had that way that he would talk.
Yeah.
That you listen.
Yeah.
You know, but the...
I think he kind of has a little bit of that, but not quite... He doesn't have as much charisma.
I said months ago, throw him with Zeb.
Yeah.
Right? Put Zeb down, and that was the thing. That's before Zeb even come back and thing, but...
It was somebody.
Like, that's, to me, who you need to...
Yeah.
I don't know, though. You've got that. You got Enzo and Cass. I mean, it was a great finish. Again, I love
that move. Super hot into it. The finish was great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But
awesome pin sequence.
I mean, then you got like your Blake and Murphys and your hype bros and
Bond villains still.
Yeah, the Bond villains and so that's like five teams that I just named off the top of my head there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams down there. That's not the problem. I mean, no, there's a bunch that Gable and Jordan.
They're awesome, right? They're awesome. And so that's six teams right there that I'm naming off the top of my head. It's just a matter of, I don't really give a fuck about all of them.
That's it. There's a lot of them, but they're not, you know, I mean, we know the best team is Gable and Jordan.
Mm-hmm. By far.
So they gotta put the belts on them pretty soon.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's funny though that the Enzo and Cass, I thought they'd get the belts here, but they're never getting the belts.
No, just call them up.
Yeah, I think so. I think
Mania, after Mania, they'll be there.
You know what? They're never going to be great workers. But their act also isn't going to get better than it is now.
No.
So why not call them up?
Yeah, just call them up after Mania.
Yeah.
You know, I realize now, like, the road to WrestleMania actually started tonight. Because they built the road to the Rumble. And again, went to Hunter and Roman stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so it's... which I guess has been started for a bit, but they kept going with it.
Sure.
And I just think that, you call them up after Mania. What I'm looking for, though, is, and I always look at, like, if you're going to call somebody, I think six teams is good. And they've done a pretty good job of...
Six teams in NXT is enough. And you should have about eight teams in the WWE roster.
Yeah. I think we have that, don't we?
It's probably fairly close.
Like, you got, like, if you include the Ascension... The primetime players, you know, now you count the Lucha Dragons.
Yeah.
You've got, that's three. And then you've got the Usos. You've got, of course, the New Day. You've got the Dudleys. You've got any incarnation of the Wyatt family.
The Wyatt family,
And am I missing any? That's seven. I mean, you're going to have the Colons back at some point.
Yeah.
They're being held off just so people can forget about the Matadors thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's eight right there.
There's eight right there, yeah.
And I don't think it's so going to be...
You did say the primetime players, right?
Yeah, it's the primetime players, yeah. Mm-hmm. Old dildo head. but that's eight, I mean...
Yeah.
No. And then again, so when you break one up, some of those teams, like the primetime players, I don't think are long for the world. I think they want Titus and... You know, in the singles. I mean, they highlighted him again. He was nominated for whatever that fucking We Are a Hero award for the Slammies.
It's weird, though, because they had a chance many times to make him a singles guy.
Because
And at the time, it was like he was part of...
A Slater Gator.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but they split up the team.
Oh,
they
had
him
true.
They had him as a singles guy.
Yeah, that's right.
And then they decided, we'll just put him back together.
We got enough, we can't do it.
And now it's like, now you got him back together, and you'll just decide... Now it's like you're finally recognizing that there's something there. I fucking could have told you that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, now it's 3 years later. He's 3 years older. And he's not young. But he's got the type of personality. He's a baby face, and it's the whatever, and he's somebody that you could see going for the IC belt.
Well,
IC belt or U.S. belt or whatever. One of those lower belts, right?
That's true.
Challenging for it. Probably not winning it, but challenging.
Sure. Yeah. Sure, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You could put them up that high. Those belts have started, I mean, with... they're a little bit more. I mean, Kevin Owens, Del Rio, it's, you know, Cena. When people like Cena are challenging for it, and
Ambrose with the one belt, right? But Del Rio's okay. Because, that's actually one thing. I didn't see all of the show, just a little bit while we were eating before it. We see most of it, and I don't know. What's happening with the League of Nations? Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. They beat up Jack Swagger.
Okay.
After the Del Rio match.
Okay. Well, either way, as soon as Swagger's challenging for a belt, how much does it mean?
Well, yeah,
shot at Swagger, that's a shot at their booking of him.
But Cena next week, right? Swagger was in there just so he could get laid out by it with a brogue kick.
Yeah.
That was it. It's like when Zack Ryder used to be in shit, right? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, I just look at all of those sorts of situations with the tag teams, and if you take a team away like that, then okay, bring one in, and Enzo and Cass then can, you know, feud with some people. It's just, you don't really, I mean, I guess it'd have to be, they go through the Ascension and then maybe up to the Colons. It's like, there really aren't any heel teams. That's the problem.
That's a big problem.
It's like, you have the New Day, the Ascension, and that, you know,
and the Ascension are a joke, and the New Day are
I guess the Wyatts. You have the Wyatts.
Yeah, the Wyatts. But the New Day are joking, and the Ascension are essentially baby faces.
What?
The
Ascension are a joke.
Sorry, what did I say the other
way? You said the other way, yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
New Day are funny, right? So that's where I thought you were going with it. But
The New Day are, but they are essentially baby faces, yeah. So even though, you know.
And if he is healthy, I don't know, you could put Barrett and Rusev together. If you're going to keep this League of Nations going.
You could, yeah.
And then there's your League of Nations.
I think he's healthy. I think it was just a pinched nerve or something like that, and they're being cautious.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could do that as a League of Nations tag team.
Sure.
That's the other thing, is that there's some possibilities, but what I don't see, and what NXT has been really good for, is actually bringing in teams when they get rid of, like, when a team leaves.
They'll take, yeah.
They
bring up Cass and Enzo.
Enzo, who needs to come in, and that's the thing, that's the...
They'll have somebody, though. It's just not somebody we know yet.
No, exactly, that's what I'm saying. They would have somebody. So, they can debut somebody. And, I mean, even if it's, like, Gargano and Ciampa or something, you know what I mean, that was there. So, I mean, they had enough to do a tag team tournament with the Dusty Rhodes thing, right?
Let's get to the highlight of the NXT.
Okay.
Bailey versus Nia Jax.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Not the match. The match was not. But the chant.
The chant.
Hey, Bailey. Who? Ha.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to be my girl?
Yes.
Hey. Or are you going to be my girl or whatever? Hey, Bailey.
I want to know.
Yeah. If you want to be my girl. That's how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was tremendous. I mean... The crowd was, for this whole show, this was an NXT crowd still.
Oh, yes.
It's the exact same one. And they do bother me, because they do not pay attention to the matches.
No.
They pay attention to themselves. They're there to pop themselves. Which is okay one night of the year and the Raw after WrestleMania.
Yes,
it's the only time it's okay for... But I
liked,
that chant was tremendous.
I like the Asuka.
Asuka. That was pretty fun.
I like
that
too.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Asuka. But yeah, I thought that was was great.
Boo. Ha. That I actually don't mind if they take the hoo-ah. If they take that into
like set of a woman?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, if they take that into, you know what, Orlando, you can keep that when you come back for NXT tapings.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
What would you say? Let's go to
the main event.
Oh,
was it great?
Okay, well, okay.
Okay, no, what? No.
Going to lead us to our next Slammy.
Because, like, seriously, I'm watching this Balor. Like, you see the opening? Like, Joe comes out, and they've improved Joe's music a little bit. It's a doom.
Yeah, it's the elephant walk.
But it's not... It's doom, 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 doom. It's a little bit meaner, but it's still the elephant walk.
Yeah.
Is that doom? They have, but...
You got a foot cramp, too, so
that
just went into the elephant.
That's
good.
So they need to give him different music, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he comes out here, and he gets in the ring, and it's like, okay, good, this is going to be good. And then Finn Balor comes out.
Yes.
And you're like, fuck, this guy's money. Like, this guy is the money... I'm watching it again, thinking him and Jeff Hardy, they'll be so great. And just, I'm like, it's the money. And that entrance was tremendous. And then the match starts, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. Joe is the money.
Yes.
Samoa Joe is the money here. Samoa Joe not only should be on the main roster, I'm not even bullshitting here, he should be main eventing WrestleMania.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people buy him.
Yeah.
That he could win a fight.
He was Samoa, and he was Samoa Joe-evated.
Yes, he was.
He looked like he, you know...
There's so few people that people buy as actually being tough in the WWE. Even a guy like Roman Reigns, people don't buy as being as tough as they should.
No.
But they buy Samoa Joe.
Yes.
And that's why he should be... Like, he's money. And, yeah, he should be main eventing WrestleMania.
Oh,
he got everything.
That was it.
It was great. I'm watching. I'm like, he's like, Finn's good, but Joe is great.
He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was.
Just
like Tony the Tiger. So,
he really
is. It was a tremendous match.
Who, of course, was Lee Marshall.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Stagelli.
That's right. Yeah. So, back to the WCW.
Yes. AWA.
That's true.
Yeah, of course. He's dead.
So is it time for another Slammy?
It is time for another Slammy, and I'm gonna bring this on the heels of the baby faces of NXT TakeOver London.
Yeah.
Let's go with Match of the Year.
Okay, that's good. Okay, all right. Match of the Year.
Match.
So I got the envelope here.
Okay. We each get to do our own Match of the Year?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What do you seal this with?
Come. Come here, let me open it.
It's kind of sticky. Yeah.
I got the envelopes at Ricky's.
Hold on, it's almost there. I almost got it now.
All right.
It's open.
Okay. And the wiener is...
Match of the year. Why don't you give yours first?
So many matches.
There's a lot of good matches this year.
But only one year. You see? That's the tough part. Let's just see. But no, I think I have two. I have two matches. I have co-winners.
Okay.
Co-fucking winners.
Co-winners, you can't do that. You have to pick one.
What?
I have a runner-up.
Okay. I'll have a runner-up then, too. I'm going to go with the...
a couple runner-ups.
Yeah.
There's a couple matches I would highlight.
I like the triple threat with Rollins, Lesnar, and Cena from the Royal Rumble.
Terrific match.
Yes.
If I was to pick a triple threat, that was even better for me, though. I mean, it was Kevin Owens versus Rusev versus Cesaro. I love that match.
Yeah. I think... okay, so a runner-up.
I'm not saying that's one of my runner-ups, though. I'm just saying
that. Even NXT.
Yeah.
The Joe and Balor match.
Yes.
Was an excellent match of the year, but not.
No.
Not my match of the year. Not! I say not my match of the year.
A couple other matches I'll highlight before we give ours, if we're giving runner-ups.
What if some of yours is one of my match of the year?
Well, then... Fuck off. Okay, do it. You can give me
runner-ups. Give me runner-ups.
Ishii versus Goto from the G1 Climax. That was my favorite G1 Climax match. That was awesome. Okay, so was that your match of the year?
Yes. No, it was not. But it was a runner-up because it was awesome.
Bayley versus Sasha Banks from Brooklyn.
2 out of 3?
Yeah, that was...
Was it 2 out of 3 in Brooklyn? No. Brooklyn was just 1-on-1.
Brooklyn was 1-on-1, yeah. But yeah, that was where she won the belt.
Yeah,
that was great. Was that?
That was my pick.
Fuck, really?
No.
Of course, Reigns and Lesnar.
WrestleMania. That was my pick.
That was a great match.
Yes.
So those are a few of the ones that I wanted to highlight, but none of my picks.
None are your picks.
No.
None are no. Those are...
And you know what? John Cena versus Cesaro 2, their second one, for me, also is one of the best matches of the year.
That is my pick.
Seriously?
Yes, that is my pick.
Really?
Yes. My match of the year actually involves John Cena.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Fucking crazy. But yes, that was my match of the year.
Yeah, it was great.
That was a great match. And my runner-up, honestly, was the Bayley Sasha Banks from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then Ishii Goto. seriously, because that was awesome.
That was not the same one you're thinking. You're thinking of Ishii. You're thinking of a different one, I think.
Well, what was the Ishii match that I saw from Wrestle Kingdom?
It wasn't the Goto. Who was that at Wrestle Kingdom?
Doesn't matter.
But it was awesome.
You talk about people who you think
Tanahashi? Was it Tanahashi? I think it was Tanahashi.
Okay, well, either way.
It was fucking great.
Talk about people who could kick your
ass. I'll tell
you
right now. The that's your gift is an Ishii shirt.
Nice. I hope it says Ishii.
It doesn't, but it says Pitbull Wrestling, because that's his,
nice.
That's his thing. Yeah, so
his
I got you, but it didn't
he
get
is
it.
Awesome.
But you're going to like that. I don't know what the fuck is showing up. Pro Wrestling Tees, you let me down.
You fuckers.
You let me down. 3 weeks international, you said. It's been a month.
I'm going to go to PuroWare.
Yeah,
that's PuroWare.com.
Right. That's right. But anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, my match of the year.
Your match.
My match of the year... fuck, now I forgot what it was.
Oh, yeah. That was
no,
so good.
It was from Field of Honor. Roderick Strong versus Okada.
Oh, yes, I saw that one. That was on ROH TV, right?
Yeah, it was on ROH TV. That was an awesome match.
That was great.
And that's my pick for match of the year, for sure. I think that was the best match I saw this year.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Great match.
That was a great match.
All right. All right. So, of course, the winners show up here. So,
yeah.
Is that Okada at the door?
No, the winner is Haro.
I shouldn't have said anything. I should not have said anything, knowing who I'm dealing with.
You make a movie? How about this time, pal?
How about John Cena? Is that John Cena at the door?
I don't know. I can't see him.
I think it is, then. All right.
Have you seen Trainwreck?
No, I haven't seen it yet. No.
John Cena's in it, and I mentioned it before. He's great.
Yeah, I heard he fucks her or something.
Yeah. He's like, he just talk dirty. He's like, I want to give you my pecker.
Is that what he says?
Yeah. And then he calls a black guy in a movie theater, Coco Beware.
Nice. Nice, yeah.
So, speaking of John Cena,
I hear he's also pretty funny in, I hear he's pretty funny in Sisters, too, actually.
Yeah. The movie that they let out to die.
Yeah. There's a certain movie called Star Wars.
Who?
Yeah,
I've seen it.
I see it tomorrow night, so don't tell me. Don't. Seriously, don't fucking ruin it. I have my tickets for tomorrow night. Don't fucking say anything. Oh, don't.
This
I'll kill you.
Good. Star Wars moment of the year.
No.
Okay, so. All right. Just one spoiler? Can you do one spoiler?
No.
Just one.
No.
You know what? Okay. Darth Vader's Luke Skywalker's
father. You ruined it for me.
You ruined it. But no, you talk about John Cena in
it was Vader. It was Vader.
Vader all along. It was you, James Earl Jones.
Vader. It's Vader time.
You went for Ted Turner.
All
right. But John Cena. He's on a train wreck there.
Sure he is.
Yeah, I know.
Sisters.
Sisters? He's in that fucking Will Ferrell movie.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought that was Taryn Terrell who gets
She's in that too. She's in it too. But John Cena's also in that. He's filming that, he just finished filming that reality show about bases, army people in the woods and shit.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about if they want to go hard with Roman, Hollywood John Cena. I think the time is right.
That would be possible.
I mean, I look at Mania.
All this is not... I guess The Rock didn't start off in starring roles either. He started off on the 70s show and fucking, you know, Scorpion King in a cameo, essentially. And yeah, you're right, yeah.
No, but I just think that the heel turn... I mean, his whole thing has been, I'm always around, Rock. The time is right with WrestleMania season here for... a cameo by The Rock, right?
Yeah.
To point that out.
That's true.
And to me, that starts it.
I like that. That's good. That's a good storyline.
You know?
So it probably won't happen.
True. Yeah. That's the way to go.
That's the way to go there. That's money right there.
So they definitely won't do it.
No.
They don't like
They're allergic
money.
To that.
They are allergic. They get rectal warts from money.
Yeah.
I think they're spending it wrong.
Rectal bleeding?
Hashtag. Rectal
bleeding.
Alright,
so what's we got another category? Are we going to talk something else? I think we only got categories and final battle to talk.
Yes, that's true. So let me do another category, because we have...
you have a few categories there, right?
We have a few, so
I like that one right there. I'm curious as to who's going to win the Fattest Fuck of the Year award.
The fattest fuck of the year. Let's just have a look here.
We have a guest presenter for this one, don't we?
Nope.
Oh,
okay. No, we're just kidding. We do.
Okay.
Well, just let's get the envelope. And let's bring out our guest presenter, Diamond Dallas Page.
DDP!
The owner of DDP Yoga, which I looked into is not your mama's yoga. Ha ha
ha! DDP, is so great to have you on. I can't wait to I imagine, like, who's going to get this? I mean, I'm thinking Kevin Owens is obviously the
You have asked me, DDP.
Yeah.
Okay. I won.
He's the favorite, right?
I am no stranger to awards. PWI Rookie of the Year. And co-winner of PWI Feud of the Year in 1997 with the Macho... Oh, yeah. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And that was a year. Okay.
Yes, it was a year, actually.
That Bret Hart fought Steve Austin. And... DDP and old Macho Man won PWI Feud of the Year.
Yes, the audience clearly got it wrong that year, is what you're saying.
This guy, DDP, Master Diamond Cutter, owner, DDP Yoga, not your mama's yoga, okay, is here to present the We Talk Wrestling Slammy Award for the fattest.
Okay, let me pass you the envelope because Addy already opened it.
I will give this. So first of all, I need to know what's their phone number.
So you can call. Okay, well, just Kevin Owens. I thought you would add his phone number.
The fattest fuck of the year is Mo. All right, Mo. Here's a slammy. Oh, that one's mine, yeah.
It's 5 years in a row now.
Wow. Move over, Undertaker. You got a streak.
Maybe somebody else this year had a shot.
You got a streak. Please don't streak.
Yeah.
You've also won, with this slammy, some good.
The hell is that?
All right, that's DDP, everyone. Show him out, Willie.
You know he's going to stick around for a while.
Oh, we ain't getting rid of him.
He never seems to go anywhere.
Well, the problem is he thinks he's winning some of these awards. He really thought he was winning Match of the Year.
Well, you know, he had the best match at WrestleMania.
He did. Yeah. He really did.
Yeah. Yeah. He was simply really didn't. Yeah. So what's another award here?
Promo of the year.
Ooh. Good one.
So I don't know if you want to have a specific promo or just the promoter of the year, or we can do both.
I have specific promo.
Okay. You go with your specific promo first.
Because the specific promo for me would be the runner-up, and here's something that's interesting. Both of my picks come from Ring of Honor. Where there are no script writers.
What?
So the...
That can't work.
Adam Cole giving his
yes.
His promo about why he turned on Kyle O'Reilly.
His history, his diatribe, his, yeah.
Yeah.
Trip down memory lane.
But it's only like 3 minutes.
Yes.
It's like an old school, like this is the type of promo that a Jake Roberts would have cut, or a Dusty Rhodes.
Look at
or
Randy Savage. Randy Savage. The Mega Powers exploding, yeah. Right?
Very much that type of promo where it doesn't have to be going on forever, but because he has to come up with it himself, he has to come up with the logic himself, he's feeling it, he knows the character, he knows the motivations, he's selling it, it's real, it's a great promo. That's my runner-up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The other one, though, the best promo of the year is much the same thing. The guy's feeling it because there's some realism behind it. Part of it is a shoot, but it's a work shoot.
When Roman calls Vince old.
I told you it's from Ring of Honor.
And out of touch.
Yeah. It's Steve Corino.
Yeah.
Steve Corino, I will always be an evil man. His promo as he's leaving to go get surgery and cannot do the announcing anymore, even though he was as Mr. Wrestling 3 under a mask at Final Battle doing the announcing. But he couldn't do the announcing anymore because he's been removed because he got physical with a performer as an announcer. And it was to set up a match, and then he couldn't do the match because of this injury. And they turned it into the greatest promo It's like 9 minutes long. It's on YouTube. You must watch it. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good, too. That was good,
too. What do you got?
I liked the Adam Cole one. I thought that was definitely good. I liked the Paul Heyman after when they got the Blizzard the night after the Royal Rumble, and they had to do it at the studio.
Yeah.
In the studio in Sanford, Connecticut, and just it was Roman and Brock and Heyman.
Yes.
And Heyman just telling the story about how he knew the Samoans.
Yes.
And he knew the history. And he knew I know your family.
Yeah.
And you are not as good as your family. And you're going to let your family. And he did.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
great.
It was great. It was great.
Shoot.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a great promo.
For me, the WWE one would still be Heyman. It would be the night after WrestleMania. When he came out to open,
open
the show with Lesnar, and the crowd exploded.
Yeah,
and he even referenced Suplex City, bitch. And that was Brock Lesnar is going to have his first match on Raw in 10 years or whatever it was.
Yeah,
and just that whole thing, like that was awesome. It was a great promo.
Now, how about your promoter of the year?
Well, see, the thing is, I don't have anybody because most of the WWE ones suck. Because Paul Heyman had those good ones, but even he
had some bad ones. Even this
not
year.
Even not
he
bad,
did.
But,
he
but
did.
Just for Heyman bad.
Yeah,
like I'd say like
yeah,
even
towards
tonight,
the end going up against that Undertaker.
Yeah, that didn't work.
A Big Show and the Undertaker and yeah
just
whole.
It just there was something missing even from his. It did not
but,
even tonight he presented an Emmy. Even that
Slammy
of Slammy, shitty.
But
even that didn't have, like, it was
there
just there.
One man in professional wrestling
that
consistently cut great promo
after
great promo. And we actually listened to him cut great promo
after New Day?
Great promo.
The New Day could be, if I was going to,
close.
That's my winner. Promoer of the year.
Is the New Day. That's
New
a
Day.
Good, that's why, that would be my runner-up. And my winner is somewhat along the lines of the New Day, but my winner... Ooh, ooh. You hear it come down the tracks? Freight Train!
By the way, I'm not even bullshitting you. Literally, when I'm on Pro Wrestling Tees, I have two tabs open.
One is Ichi,
and one is
Freight Train.
I'm sitting there going, who the fuck do I get? I'm not going to get them both, but I want to get them both.
Right train.
Him at
Tupac is alive, you know. I talked to him myself.
He's in your neighborhood, is he?
Yeah. But he got one of them Vikings.
He's changing his tire.
The best. I'm gonna change my answer to moment of the year. Because the moment of the year in professional wrestling is after he spent 2 hours plugging a DVD that he has about his matches and his career and his life. We walk by him, and Mo looks him right in the eye and says, I'm really looking forward to getting that DVD. And the look of bewilderment in Freight Train's eyes, like he's like, I have a DVD.
I was like, I'm going to order your DVD. I'm going to watch it tonight.
And, he's like,
and then he's like, what?
Like, literally, he's looking going like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, him on the Cole Cabana podcast from WrestleMania.
So funny.
It was so great. You can go in and listen to that, actually, on Cole Cabana's podcast. It's worth it. It's hilarious.
That was a WrestleCon.
Yeah, that was a WrestleCon. It was such a... Yeah, you're right. Freight Train, that was... By the way, I never have watched that yet. I still gotta watch that.
So good.
So
great. Funny. Just the, like, the... What?
I was like, I thought he'd be all happy. I thought he'd go,
yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you're gone again.
Thank you very much.
But instead it was a, what the fuck are you talking about?
So great. So great.
I'm a what? A professional wrestler?
I have a what? I don't even know how to spell DVD. That's when we met... that we saw.
Yes.
Pedophile of the year, Rob Feinstein.
That's right. We did. And there was some, that was when we were, there was some audio between Bischoff and Pritchard.
Yeah.
Which I guess you can probably listen to exclusively here on WeTalk
Wrestling. Yeah, WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah.
We banned people. We're like, are we gonna put it up? Are we gonna, we're like, well, at the very least, we're taking money away from a pedophile. So we're okay. We're okay with it.
They never did anything with that video. The guys were drunk.
Yeah.
Walking out to take leaks for 20 minutes in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Shooting up.
That was too funny.
It was funny.
That was very funny.
Yeah.
All right, should we go to another one?
Yeah, we should go to another one.
What do you think about the last one?
We should wrap this up pretty soon because it's 8:30 and my bowels are starting to...
What about the last one?
New sensation.
No, the last one.
You want to do that last one?
The last one?
Yeah.
Why don't you say that out loud?
No.
You know what, to come to the year?
You can say it. Oh, I'm going to have to fire Russo pretty soon here.
All right. Well, come to the year, Dixie Carter.
Okay.
Right, done.
Done.
All right. These are like the ones that happen on like the pre-show.
Yeah.
These were taped earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the technical awards. Okay, let's do the new sensation.
The new sensation.
Of the Squared Circle Award.
Does Moose still qualify?
No.
Fuck.
It's not the Moose sensation.
Oh, I got it. Stephen Armel.
Stephen Amell.
Amell, Arnell,
Stephen
Amell. The Green Arrow. You're gonna have to.
All right, I'll banter about this because then I can also talk about Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly, also known as Mark Briscoe.
Jay Briscoe.
Jay, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, as Mo goes away, we can hand out some more of these slammies. Let's look here. We'll wait till the new Sensation Squared Circle Award. We'll wait for Mo because Mo had his pick here. But some of these were done earlier, and it's fan voting. So I could just pull these out here and have a look. Best looking host, the winner, Addy. All right. So I would just like to thank me for this award because... It's some painstakingly, really doesn't take that long to wax my eyebrows, but I've said too much. Who else here? What do we else have here? Let's see here. Funniest host, We Talk Wrestling host. The winner, well, this is embarrassing. Addy. It's Addy. I still want to thank me. And, I guess there's no one else to thank. I'll stick with me. But, I think I should also, play for those of you who, I don't want to say kill some time because... this is going to be one of the best moments. And this is really when you think of the Slammy Awards. I mean, you have to just you have to think of this. Your video will play after this ad. Fuck you. Now it's a commercial for Lesnar with an F5 attitude adjustment. Oh, now The Rock wants in. It hits R-Truth with The Rock Bottom. Now the action is... This is awful. That's awful. Recreate my favorite. Ha ha ha. That is the greatest moment in Slammy Award history. They'll never ever replace that. But yeah. Oh my god. Just looking at some of these shitties that they had, and I mean, part of it is that they really don't have any anything consistently good. So it really is just a throwback to, like, you know, they have to go to these LOL moments, which aren't funny, and these you know, oh my god moments. But it's just, I don't know. I just don't see, like, I mean, things like on the pre-show, like rivalry of the year on the pre-show with The Undertaker and Lesnar. And of course it wins, but it's like, you do that on the pre-show and have an R-Truth win on Raw with, just, I don't know. Some of this is just, I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, you're going to have Celebrity Moment of the Year, so, I mean, I assume that's going to be Jon Stewart. You know, it hasn't happened yet, so that's why I'm assuming. What the heck is this? Most bizarre interviews. This could be good. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, Mo's killing a cow in there. From the sounds of it. But I mean, you're getting, you know, you're getting guys like, you know, well, Diva of the Year of Paige, okay, that makes sense and there, but then it turns out it's actually runner up, and then, you know, they're gonna do the stupid Steve Harvey spots, and I don't know, it's just Nikki Bella, blah blah blah. It's just, I don't know. And of course then Ronda Rousey and The Rock, which makes sense, but again, none of the people were there, so there's no Cena, there's obviously no Rock, no Ronda Rousey, no Sting. Just, you know, no, well, R-Truth was there, but that was, they said he wasn't there. It's just, I don't know. I don't know why these things even are airing. I mean, I guess it's a good example to have, good reason to have 3 hours, but the stupidest fuck award on We Talk Wrestling.
Are you still going?
It was to Mo!
Oh!
Oh!
My timing! Oh,
your timing is impeccable.
Oh, man. Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, remind me if we get donairs before the show next time, not get the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick to the beef.
You see, it's what happens.
Add the chicken in.
I told you what happens if you get a donair from a white guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, I'll be making your donair today. My name is Steve.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Where's Mahmoud?
You know,
oh,
we were
in the back.
Professionals, we would like pause it and not tell people that's what's going on. And
I gotta tell you, while you were in the can, I just won 8 more slammies.
Woo!
Yeah.
You may have 2 slammies, but I have 8.
Yeah.
Woo!
Myself.
Yeah.
8 times.
Yeah. I usually thank myself once at the end of the night, just before I sleep.
Right. I said thank.
Oh. Alright. Alright, where were we?
Well, I was winning. Let's see.
Did I see a guy there that voted Mo? I thought I saw a Twitter thing that said voted Mo.
Yeah. And then I reminded him that a vote for Mo was a vote for boob hair.
I won't deny that.
No. So he rescinded.
All right, so what's the category? Was the Dumb Fuck of the Year award?
Well, this guy was trying to figure out who the winner was. Mm-hmm. And
For Dumb Fuck of the Year?
No, for We Talk Wrestling Host of the Year. We're going to do this at the end.
Oh, okay.
Big reveal. But it's the main event. But he wanted to know, like, who was hotter / easier.
Hmm.
Is it Addy's hotter, but was easier?
Because so, I'm not as hot, I can't be as picky.
It's a tough pick, right?
Yeah.
So then the guy's like, shit. And I said, bigger boobs? I said, well, that's easy. That's Mo. Right. So that's when he picked Mo. And then I reminded him that a vote for Mo was a vote for boob hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then he rescinded his vote.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we were going to do the new sensation.
Were we?
Of the squared circle of word. Yeah, and then he ran off to,
oh, okay.
to get Russo to find a new sensation.
Oh, the new sensation.
New sensation.
How long has Baron Corbin been around? He's not a new sensation. That's got to be Braun Strowman, I think.
Wow.
That's the only choice.
Yeah.
He's the only guy who's a sensation from this year. I mean, he's the only one that's new this year. If we're looking at an actual rookie, this guy had his first match like February of this last year.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I was going to pick Kevin Owens.
Well, he doesn't count. He's been wrestling for longer than John Cena.
No, he hasn't. Kevin Steen has.
Oh, you're
but
right.
Not Kevin Owens. But Kevin Owens did wrestle last December at TakeOver. But still, I'm going to pick him.
Me too.
Yeah. Good. And now...
Good category.
I'm just thinking like... But
so aren't you doing Dumb Fuck?
Hmm? Well, no, now we're going to do Dumb Fuck of the Year.
Okay.
Dumb Fuck of the Year.
I want yours. I have a good one. Mine is the winner. My winner of Dumb Fuck of the Year is better than... My winner will be better than your winner. I'm going to have the better winner than you.
But you don't even know who my winner is.
It doesn't matter. My winner is going to be better than your winner. Dumb Fuck of the Year, my winner will be the winner of all winners.
So you're saying that it doesn't matter who my winner is, your winner
will actually be the real winner.
More of a winner than my winner.
For sure.
So
I'm
should I even
winner.
Give my winner?
I don't give a fuck if you give your winner, because my winner is going to be the real winner.
So if your winner is the winner, then what's my winner going to be?
Your winner is the winner of the winner that's not my winner.
But your winner is your winner's of your winner.
Yeah.
But then
my winner is the real winner, and yours is the winner that's not the winner.
I see.
So who was yours?
My Dumb Fuck of the Year Award.
Yeah, so look for this. If you say my winner, then I'll be so pissed.
My Dumb Fuck of the Year
yeah.
is the greatest professional dumb fuck in the world today.
This is a good... You got a good winner. I'll give you that.
The Immortal Dumb Fuck.
The Immortal Dumb Fuck. The legendary, iconic dumb fuck.
Hulk Hogan.
He is a dumb fuck.
He is a hugely dumb fuck.
And it's hard to top that.
Yes.
My winner
top
is...
That.
Mine's the winner.
Okay.
My winner is the winner here.
The winner?
Of this, he wins.
Okay.
He's the winner over your winner.
The winner of the winner.
Your winner was a real winner, though. I gotta give you that.
Yeah. I am a real dumb fuck.
My winner is the president of Pop TV.
Ha ha!
Who not only has brought in TNA
yes.
and signed them to a contract, but said, quote, we'll start at 1.3 million viewers and grow it from there.
Yes.
That's one dumb fuck. How do you get to be the head of a company or a network or whatever without doing your research about the product you're buying that they were doing 1.3 million 3 years ago?
Yes.
We're doing 900,000 when they left Spike and are doing 300,000 or 250 right now. You're going to go from 1.3 and grow it when Spike couldn't. And you're not even going to get...
When, Destination
you,
America.
You won't get to 500,000.
No, I know.
You're you're paying these guys... Actually, you're not really paying them, but you're putting these people on.
Yes, literally.
To share ad
I
revenue.
I think he's putting us all on.
He's putting them on with the idea that they'll share ad revenue.
Yes.
So you're losing money. You're the dumb fuck of the year. Now,
yeah.
Who's the big winner between your dumb fuck and my dumb fuck? Those are two good dumb fucks.
Those are pretty good dumb fucks.
I think mine's the winner.
The thing is, though, is the president of Poop TV.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Bennett, man. There are 10 members of Michael Bennett's family. Granted, only two of them get Pop TV.
Yes.
But still... They're all going to come over to those two people.
So that 1.3 and 2 mil, or million and two people.
1.3 million, yeah.
Yeah,
they're actually going to get 93,173. 75 if you include, you know, Michael Bennett's two family members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, you could have gone to NXT
mm-hmm.
and been a tag champ.
Actually, I don't think they could have. I think there's still heat with Maria and the Bellas, isn't there?
No.
You don't think?
No. They could have gone to NXT.
Well, maybe.
Hunter didn't give a shit about that.
Maybe. Maybe they could have gone to NXT, but I mean, Taven's contract has to go up first. But.
Yeah, a couple months.
Yeah.
Still. And they decide.
It depends on whether or not Taven's injury from the Final Battle is serious and keep him out for a while, too. I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, but then Michael Bennett could still be training down there. I mean, it's like...
That's true. Because he really needs to train. He's only been in the business for like 10 years.
No, but he could be down there. He could have singles matches. I mean, they have James Storm. They want Jay Lethal. They want Austin Aries.
So I think the problem you're thinking here is you're saying they could go to NXT. I don't think they could because they were in ROH, and they don't want people that came from ROH.
Right. Right.
He's not coming from Evolve.
Like Ciampa.
Yeah. Evolve.
Yes, that's true.
All right, well, a couple dumb fucks.
Yeah, those are some
a couple of winners.
Excellent. Co-winners.
Co-winners. You know what? I'm willing to give co-winners to that one.
Yes.
I think that's fair.
Yes.
All right. Also, are you talking about Final Battle or are we going
to
go back to the war?
Hulk Hogan getting ready to celebrate Kwanzaa.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
Kwanzaa.
Big fan. I hear he'll be celebrating with Big E.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, wasn't he a Umaga's tag team partner at one point?
Kwanzaa.
I think so. Yeah.
That's right.
So
we're
gonna give out another category here. We're gonna talk Final Battle.
Bulldozer. Kwanzaa. Everybody, listen to me. He would be a great mouthpiece for Dash.
Oh, fuck, I know. Because he was great, but, you know, he was a manager.
Yes.
And the reason apparently they don't like managers from, I can't remember who it was, but somebody was in WWE who recently left, has said is because it's one more person to pay, and that person has to be able to talk in their salary every single night into their audience,
right?
And they don't do that, so
yeah.
Because what you want is you don't want to do anything that could actually make your product overall better. I think that will help.
That would be dumb.
Yeah. No,
that would be dumb.
Yeah. Biggest disappointment of the year. I'll give you a couple categories that I don't think you have down there. Biggest disappointment of the year for me is the Divas Revolution.
I guess it's a big. It's hard when you don't have really high expectations, you know.
Yeah, but it's still a disappointment to see them fuck it up.
My biggest.
I wasn't high expectations, but still disappointing to see them fuck it up.
Because
you don't expect good things, but you hope for good things.
That's true. My biggest disappointment of the year was the injury to Daniel Bryan.
That's a big one, for sure.
You know, and potentially career-ending, and, you know...
Well, it won't be career-ending, but it'll be career-ending as long as he's in WWE.
Yeah, well, that's just it.
WWE career.
I mean, the whole thing is, like, again, you know, he proves who his trainer was, right? Mm-hmm. Trained by Shawn Michaels, vacates another title. That
very
ego of Daniel Bryan that doesn't want to just, you know,
yeah. He
lost his smile.
Anybody.
Daniel Bryan lost his smile. But no, I mean, that's disappointing is that we may never see him in WWE again, you know. And I mean, I'm sure we'll be able to see him in this internet age where in like New Japan or wherever he goes. But it's just,
but not for a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
His contract's up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm not even sure he should, personally.
I don't think he should.
Just call it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Most underrated.
Most underrated. Rated.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you my... To me, it's really really close.
Okay.
Between two people. And one is Cesaro. And he's underrated by... He's underrated by the management.
Yes.
He's not underrated by the fans.
By the man.
But he's underrated. We heard fucking Vince McMahon talk specifically about what he doesn't see in him in that interview with Austin all those many months ago. And it's all proven. And despite everything he's done, it's still the same. And that, he's underrated to Vince McMahon. So that's one. The other one is Roderick Strong, who people aren't talking enough about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he's the best storyteller, best psychology.
Yeah.
In North America wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome back. Yeah. Roderick Strong was...
I think I got one more in.
Oh, it. Really?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
No, it passed. No, but yeah, Roderick Strong, I think, is not talked about. He's not, I mean, those people in management or those people who do know him, follow him, but he's underrated to the general community. They still don't talk about him enough.
Roderick Strong is my winner in wrestling. Yes.
Yeah.
My winner in WWE is Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and I don't know. It's funny. It's like, Hunter knows, but...
He knows, but he doesn't.
He knows. Hunter knows, but it's just that
he's still got. No, he knows
for whatever
reason.
He's
got the same bias.
Well, he
he's
does.
He's got the same bias against TNA.
But Hunter's starting to show that he's going to just do whatever works for NXT. Like whatever they want to do, and it's gonna grow this NXT. Like he's in that mode. Like he's hungry like Vince was.
I don't know about that.
He is, because he's trying to get it to the point where he can prove that he can get something going. He's having a great time, and he's growing this thing, and he's taking great pride.
Even
in growing
he has
it.
Said, and I don't think this is just lip service. Even he has said, but it's a niche product that couldn't get over nationally.
Yes, that's right. He said it's growing, and we're going to give
he's
it
wrong.
But, yeah, I know he is. But I don't know how much of this is him believing that, or he's going to say it. For whatever reason, he still walks that fine line with Vince.
Yes.
And he's still, at the end of the day, he's doing what he's doing down on NXT, but at the end of the day, he's still a yes man to Vince.
Yes.
And so...
Correct.
That is...
Ha ha! You are correct, sir.
Hello. You are correct, oh great one, yes.
But it's, for whatever reason. So that's the part where he's going to make it work down in NXT. He's going to let it work for him, but he's not going to bring anybody up. I mean, talk about lip service. Remember the lip service about how we're going to have vignettes for these guys. We're going to have
a
couple angles, and now you got Jobber Breeze up there.
Yeah.
You know, and... Which, I mean, I never thought Tyler Breeze would be, you know, more
but
than
you know what,
Rick
you
got to
give him a chance, at least. You got to give him a chance to at least get over.
But he's already, yeah,
but
exactly.
But they didn't even give him a chance.
But they didn't, no. They just brought him in and lost.
There's no storyline. The storyline was, you know, he'll feud with Ziggler.
Yeah.
There's no storyline behind it. It's just that he'll do that. And then he loses that feud and it's over.
Yeah.
Okay, All right. How about Tag Team of the Year? Do you actually have that on there?
I don't have Tag Team of the Year.
It is the New Day, though.
There's nobody else.
Nobody else. Like, as much as I like Red Dragon and these guys, and you know, guys like, you know, you have those teams like in the some Independence and Young Bucks and whatever from last year. There's the New Day are they've just blown away the field this year.
Yeah,
much like Kelly used to do.
Yeah, I guess she did. So anyway, and you can add because we're not watching Raw right now because we tapped on it, but we got some thing going on here. We can add Brock Lesnar to the list of people that haven't come out when they've won an award.
Oh, okay.
Because
there's in Minnesota, so he couldn't make it.
Yeah, he you know.
Can't get down from...
Transportation issues.
Yeah, can't get down from Winnipeg.
He's got there. Not good tram. Get where?
Get there.
Oh, get there.
Yeah. Anyways, it's okay.
So what else have we got here? What's the last... how about we'll do, what, three more?
Okay. Let me just say about Final Battle then.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Final Battle.
Is there only three more? I thought there was four more.
Well, there's five, actually. But
we'll do them all.
Six.
It won't take long.
Okay, so should we do one more and then talk about Final Battle?
Okay, do one more.
What was the comeback of the year?
Oh, comeback of the year.
We call it a comeback.
Sting?
Stink?
Yeah, I think it's got to be Sting, you know, I mean, just because he did come back. You know, as for an actual match, I guess in some ways, though, he came back originally at last year's Survivor Series, and we knew then it was just a matter of time until we had the match.
Right, right.
So, now that I think about it, maybe not that. But it does feel like, or you know what? The Dudley Boys.
Yeah, Dudley Boys was great.
Yeah, Dudley Boys was...
unexpected, too.
Yeah, very much. That probably is the comeback of the year.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was unexpected, like you said.
Yeah.
Unlike Sting, which was kind of...
In many ways, the comeback happened at the beginning of the year, and unfortunately, it sort of...
Well, it also happened with Kelly Kelly.
You want to talk about back in the... In
the comeback?
Kind of back in the fold, maybe,
see,
but...
it happens on Kelly Kelly? You see that? You get there?
What?
Did you get that? On Kelly Kelly? The comeback?
Yeah. You missed.
Nobody misses.
Right. Wide angle miss. But I think the I'll give an asterisk to comeback, returning back into the fold and the company bringing back is Randy Savage. Into the Hall
yes,
of Fame.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not there, but you know, but the company sort of opened it back up to him and then Kevin Nash main evented. But
I feel like there was another big surprise like that, another comeback that happened in WWE, and I just can't recall it.
Bushwhackers.
Winner.
The best, that should be promo of the year.
That should be promo, actually, their Hall of Fame speech is promo of the year.
Yes, and I told
like,
you so.
That is, I was not into it, and then when it happened, it was the greatest thing of all time.
It was the greatest thing.
It was so fucking funny.
Even though Mo was yelling at me to sit down and stop licking and whacking my way. See? Would you sit down?
Again, you know what? Kelly Kelly was there.
I've been drinking.
She's also licking and whacking.
Licking and whacking her way to the bottom.
Well, she was a Russell Kahn, so...
Yes. Kahn. Yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Comeback of the year.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, Kelly Kelly. No, I'm trying to... The return to the ring, I think, yeah. There's the Dudleys. In some ways, the Undertaker.
You know what? Yeah,
not
yeah.
Knowing.
Because he's come back and had all these great matches.
Because he had four matches in... Like, this is his...
Lots of matches for him, and the quality of it was generally quite good. I mean, the worst one was...
Mania.
Was Mania, and he was facing a guy who was really, really badly hurt that night.
Yeah.
In Bray Wyatt, so, yeah.
But, yep.
Okay, cool.
We talk about underrated as well. I'll throw Tyson Kidd in that mix. Because he had that tag team run with Cesaro.
Yeah,
until he got
for sure, him. For sure.
So.
Though I think I don't know if we'll see him again. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's a bad... That's the... You talk about Daniel Bryan's injury.
That's also a disappointment, yeah.
But I don't know that injury of the year isn't, in some ways, even more
we
so.
We have injury of the year now. Injury of the year.
Injury of the year. For the final buckle. Isn't that what you
final
call it?
Asshole, yeah.
ROH put that on a Friday, and it was fucking tremendous. It was even better than NXT, because the difference is, if you like NXT, you should be watching this for two reasons. Number one, there's just as good a chance that these are the people that you're going to be cheering for as your main stars in a few years, as the guys in NXT, as is proven by people who've come through the company that are there. Their stars now are in the recent past. So, and plus, it's the same style of booking, logical and good, and all about the championships. But it doesn't have the developmental people like, Nia Jax, you know, these people that are Baron Corbin even. Yeah. Like, their most green guy is Moose, and he's way ahead of those two.
That's right? True.
So, yeah, I mean, that's, you should be watching. It's like NXT, but a little better. And it was great because, you know, the crowd was into it. But this was in Philadelphia, this show.
Yeah.
But the crowd was into it, but the crowd didn't hijack the show. The crowd didn't. The crowd, ironically, where that type of crowd started in ECW.
Yeah.
Of the crowd that's not paying attention and just trying to pop
trying
themselves.
To get themselves over, yeah.
Get themselves over. They instead were, they did chants and whatever, and they're into it, but they were chanting for the person they liked the most, or the winner, or whatever. The match to see Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly. I said Kyle O'Reilly's. It's like it was like. And here's another great thing about why it's a little better than NXT. NXT, they still want everybody to work the same because they want everybody in the WWE to work the same.
Yes.
Whereas in ROH, you can have people who work different styles. And this is a great example. You have Kyle O'Reilly, who's working this MMA submission style, versus Adam Cole, who's a pure classic pro wrestling style. And I've said it before, Adam Cole's the best all-around performer ever to come through there.
Oh, yeah.
That includes Dan O'Brien, Cesaro, CM Punk, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, like all these people, he's better than any of them.
Yeah.
And they just had this great match. And the main event was also awesome. I can't believe, like, AJ Styles, considering his back injury, like, what he did in that match was great. And in fact, he didn't do a lot of the high spots, which turned it into more of a storytelling type match, which was great. I don't think there was a dud on the show. And, you know, I mean, there was the one match that went like 3 minutes.
The comeback of the year.
Yeah.
Returned to WWE. There wouldn't be a dud.
Oh, yeah, the Dudley. No, there wouldn't be a dud.
Speaking of which,
Dances with Dudley could have been there, but he wasn't. But this was, the main event between AJ Styles and Jay Lethal is so fucking good. And it's amazing. We're talking about Wrestler of the Year and this and that. Not enough people are talking about him because it's just great match after great match. He's awesome.
Yeah.
So I would give NXT an 8 out of 10. I would give this an 8.75 out of 10.
8.75.
Yeah.
Out of what?
10.
Out of 10.
Great fucking show. Great. Final battle was awesome.
Nice. I didn't see it.
You gotta see that. You gotta see the O'Reilly versus. And you know what? It'll be on RH TV.
Yeah.
Because they'll show that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
So, but, so you, will have, you will have a chance to see it
what
over
a
the
good
next,
business model.
But, you know, a little bit late, but you'll get a chance to see the match. It's so good. See it. Yeah, so good.
But no, that's awesome. And, I mean, AJ Styles, Jay Lethal. Fantastic. O'Reilly and Cole is the one.
O'Reilly and Cole is great.
Yeah.
Seriously, up there for best match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so that's all I got.
Should we go to the last couple slammies here?
Yeah, let's go to the last couple slammies.
All right. The what would we say? Well, this one, we'll just do one of the. We'll do it quick. The show of the year.
Oh, show of the year. That's fucking tough.
How is that tough?
It is tough, because there were some good shows.
Show there was WrestleMania. Next.
Okay. WrestleMania does win, because...
we were there.
Well, we were there, but I mean...
We made our slammy debut tonight.
Tonight. Well, I mean, but the NXT a couple nights earlier was great, too, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
on the Friday night, right? So, was that the Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Friday night. So that was great, too. So you said, talk about show of the year. In some ways, that's a better show, but WrestleMania overall,
you like, could say the Hall of Fame.
WrestleMania,
they served beer.
Yeah, to a lot to you.
Yes, they did. And then I went and they closed.
And the Raw, that was fun. But
Raw was good too.
No, but yeah, I mean the WrestleMania is the show of the year because it is the biggest show and they pulled it off, and they had a really good show. You know, it's tough to do when you have the biggest show of the year to not have a letdown. Mm. And they managed to, it was a lot of smoke and mirrors, but they managed to put on
the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
It's up there. It's definitely up there. And they did it with a shitty build.
Yes, they did.
And they did it with a main event guy that people really, really hated. And they did it, like all this stuff that shouldn't have worked, they still managed to make it work and put on a really good show.
In that part, I knew it was going to work, because I just knew people would just cheer Lesnar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were going to get,
But if they had put the belt, on Reigns, it wouldn't be in the same show as doing what they did with Rollins.
That's right.
They pulled it out. And so you're right, that deserves the show of the year.
Yeah. And I think, again, and like you had that RKO spot.
Yes.
Remember thinking, okay, Randy
Orton. DX versus NWO.
DX versus NWO. You had a ladder match there. You had the.
And then you had the cool opening. The cool entrance of. Which Hunter's entrance live was super cool.
Yeah.
Kind of a little cheesy on video at home, but
yeah.
Live that was super cool. The awesome Rusev entrance, the awesome Bray Wyatt entrance.
Yeah.
With the scarecrows that you would animate.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wicked.
So, you could see The Undertaker. Yeah. You know, it was... Yeah, I mean, you got... You know, you're
one of Undertaker's
Ronda
last
Rousey,
10 matches.
You know?
Yeah, the Ronda Rousey
Rock
one,
thing,
the Rock
you
know? Match. That, you didn't see that? You didn't know that was happening. Number one, you didn't know Rock was going to be there. So that was great. He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was tremendous. He was the Rock.
Yes.
And then the Rousey thing to, like, tie it all together, make it even
yeah.
more awesome.
And then the Rock saying that she was going to jump rope with her fallopian tubes.
That was right. That's right.
That was excellent.
Let me explain to you what that look there means.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great.
That was excellent.
So tremendous. So yeah.
yeah.
Great show.
Yeah. Mostly because I was there.
Well, I think that's what turned it into a moneymaker.
Really,
it was right,
that's what it did.
It was right on the line, and then
tickets,
you bought all that merchandise.
Tickets weren't selling.
Tickets, well, we did buy. We did have two pairs of three.
Yeah,
we couldn't get rid of one.
We did buy six tickets, that's true.
We would have been up near Daniel Cormier, up there near the top.
That's true.
That's right where he was.
Yeah.
We'd have been in those other ones, but. Then we wouldn't have been able to make our WrestleMania debut all these times. Our
that's
Chinese
right,
debut.
Our Slammy debut and our Royal Rumble debut.
Well, no, we already did that.
That's true. We already did that.
Okay, so...
Foreskin.
What else you got?
Then, I think there's only a couple left.
Yeah.
So, let's just end with two of them. Let's talk about the best guest when we talk wrestling.
Oh. Oh, boy.
And the winner is... And the guests, we have all the guests here that are nominated.
Every guest. Shiki was good.
So Shiki was good. DDP was good.
DDP was always good.
Was good. And then and the winner, let me just read it here.
Okay.
And the winner is Bill Cosby.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Mo. How are you doing?
How does he... I thought that was the one guy we were going to remove
the
ballot.
Slammy Awards... With the pomp and the circumstance and the trophies and the roofies.
No, we don't. That's... Well, maybe now that you're here.
Oh, in honor of the holidays, I have fixed you this holiday cocktail. It is a diet cocktail because you are a fat fuck.
Oh, well, it's diet, then it seems...
It is the diet.
Is there something in the bottom there?
That is just one of the ways to spend some holiday cheer. It will let you enjoy the holidays.
Were you at Ricky's recently, or...
Mo, I would like you to drink the drink so that I can play with two boobies.
Good job keeping the other top.
I always laugh when I see the boobies.
Alright, I'll drink it, but...
Go. Oh, the slammies with the roofies and the feeling of the boobies. Oh, I forgot. I didn't give you enough. I need to do the elephant tranquilizers.
I do feel a little funny.
You know, Mo, you look a little funny too.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
You're welcome, you fat fuck. Alright, Bill.
Didn't win that for
that
5
was,
years in a row.
That was, yes. And he's actually won Guest of the Year a few years ago.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. He's always good there.
Roofy
he's
of good. The Year.
You know, it's too bad because the, Joey Lawrence finished in second place. Joey, what do you think about finishing in second place?
Whoa! Alright. Shut up, Joey.
He's always just fucking yes.
That's why he didn't win. That's why he was a runner-up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just go on... It's like the New Day. Sometimes you just go on too long. Too long.
So what... Is that the last
category? No, the last category is News Story of the Year.
Oh.
What would you say is the biggest news story in the world of professional wrestling? In 2000 and the 15.
You know what? My vote is Brock re-signing.
The re-signing of Brock Lesnar. That was a big story.
That's
especially when he was re-signing.
When he re-signed and...
How he announced it even. All the...
To me, that's the biggest news story of the year. Was... because I look at the strong network numbers, generally speaking, and I think, what would they be without him? Like, you know, I mean, we already talked about their falling ratings and the falling. There's a lot of things that they're making money at, but there's a lot of stuff that are worrisome down the road, things that are going to eventually catch up to them. But how much worse off would they be without this guy? So that's huge. They paid him a lot of money. They gave him a raise.
Yep.
He's around more. He's there for a long time now, and that to me, that's the biggest news story of the year, because I actually really didn't think he was going to resign with them. That was the other thing, right? If I thought he was going to resign, it wouldn't be as big as
the
player.
There's lots of stories. I mean, the injuries, the ratings that we talk about all the time. Hey, Randy Savage going into the Hall of Fame that I mentioned earlier is a big deal. Really, the biggest story of the year is that I was at WrestleMania. Because I said in professional wrestling.
I'd say the number two and a story of the year
is that you were at WrestleMania.
No. It's Brock Lesnar. Three? The re-signing of Brock Lesnar. The number two story of the year is probably the people that passed away this year. There's a lot of really key figures in wrestling that passed away this year.
Yeah.
Of course, head of that class for me, Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper, Nick Bockwinkel.
But Nick Bockwinkel passed away, and there's others too that we lost this year that are fairly, you know, some.
Bruce Hart.
No, he was never really there in many ways. But no, there's a lot of people. Yeah. There's a lot of people we lost this year. Significant people. Liz Mark just died.
Yes.
You know, he's a legendary figure in Mexico. Just passed away this past week or so here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's been an awful lot of these this year. And they're not necessarily as young as some of them. But they're not that old either.
And one of the stories of the year, too, is how little...
The Roddy Piper ones.
Little how they did for Piper.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing. They did so little for him
on the network.
It's amazing. Amazing to me. So.
But, I mean, you think about how... Like, wrestling promos got worse in 2015 just with the passing of Dusty Rhodes and Roddy Piper.
Yep, no question. So, that to me is the number two story of the year for me is the people we lost.
Yeah.
And the number two story for you probably is that I was at WrestleMania.
No. You were at WrestleMania?
All right, and then... You said it was going to be the We Talk Wrestling Host of the Year.
Oh, yes. Fan voting.
Fan voting?
Fan voting.
So how many people voted? One? And he said Mo, right?
30.
What?
1,000.
Oh!
No, wait. Million.
Oh!
The winner is...
Please say Mo.
It's Mo.
What?
As Miss Columbia. The winner is Addie.
As Miss Filipino? Who would you like to thank? The Academy?
No.
I
would like to thank Volkan.
I wish you accepted this award the same way that Marlon Brando accepted his Oscar. That would have been great. Your slimy looks like it's coming loose there.
Hmm? This isn't the slimy, this is the Kelly.
Oh. The Kelly Kelly? All right. We're done.
What a great show.
I can't wait to hear all the other slammies that you won while I was... firing off for Russo.
Oh, yes, yeah. In Slammy's done earlier, then I won all those too.
I only won one, huh? 5 years in a row.
Yes. But in many ways, it's the biggest.
All right, we're OUT. Tell people where we are.
OUT, I thought you said. Well, that's what we are.
Yeah.
Where we are?
Yeah, where can they find us?
We're Deer Run.
Ha 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 ha! your tall Mac. You don't want them showing up your gold encrusted studios here in House Addy.
That's true. Steal my slammies. But I am, let's see here, we're at WeTalkWrestling.com.
Yeah.
We're also Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. At WeTalkWrestling on the Twitter machine. You'd be one of our, I think, 11 million followers. And that would be wonderful.
And you just voted 3 times.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's allowed. That is allowed. We're on iTunes.
Hey, we're past the shitty part. We're going into the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania season.
Well,
this will be great. We had a great fun. We know that this show is more fun, more laughs, and more enjoyable than what the Slammies were tonight for the WWE.
It's true.
But now we're going into that season.
It's true. It's true.
And past Christmas here, so we'll see you in a couple weeks when that's done.
Yes. And I do look forward to the Royal Rumble, as they do every year. So it's, 30 men. Every 10 seconds, a new superstar will enter the ring.
Yeah. It's going to be the biggest ever this year. It's going to be 60 men.
60 men!
And they're going to enter every 10 seconds?
Every 10 seconds.
Are we still talking about the Slammies or about Kelly Kelly's leaving?
Neither.
No. The Royal Rumble.
The Slammies, the Royal Rumble.
Fuck. Whatever. Alright, okay.
You know what it is? Because they've watered down the Slammies, it really is something where the only real title that they've kept sacred... Mm-hmm. Is the coveted Samovar trophy.
That's right.
From the Royal Albert Hall.
That's right. All right, so...
Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes.
Did you mention it's Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.com? Did he email you?
No.
And that way you also get me, because I also... Actually, I don't. I just count on you to check that.
No, dude, you shouldn't count on that.
Hey, if you saw the look in his eyes, that was a shoot.
Yes. I am out of touch with Addy, A-D-D-I-E, at WeTalkWrestling.
But still, if you want to get a hold
send
of
me
us.
Some emails, and let me get in touch with myself.
I touch myself, I want you to love me. When I something, I want you above me.
I don't want anybody else. When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh, I don't want anybody else.
I touch myself. Oh, no.
All right, stop thrusting.
I like that song. She's dead now.
Kitty Vick? Fuck their brains out.
Thanks, Hunter. All right.
We are on the TuneIn Radio app.
Yeah, Stitcher, you said.
Stitcher, iTunes. Show me.
Sure. You can, certainly on iTunes, rate us and stuff. And Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and... Tell people, tell people about the We Talk Wrestling podcast. It's not like, it's not your mother's podcast.
It's not your mama's podcast. You know, on Show Me, you can put in feedback.
That's right. Crave TV.
Crave Cupcake TV. Yeah. There's all sorts of ways to get a hold of us.
Have the fucking show up, will ya?
Come on. I was trying to think of other things. We're on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway.
And in the meantime.
And in between time. That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Oof. We're off air, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank God. I was feeling honestly a little dizzy after that drink from Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to pass out in the middle of your floor here.
Don't
ask right me, okay?
I'm not worried about me. The bill's eyeing you. Rawr, rawr, rawr. Ooh, I get my pudding a pop out.